trust the unprovable. Doing so is the essence of faith. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 11 through 13, New King James Version. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. The arrogance and ignorance of mankind is many times beyond belief. Man, mostly through the deception of Satan, has convinced himself that he is indeed smarter, wiser, and more knowledgeable than his God, the creator of the universe. Man actually believes that he himself is wiser than is the one who created him. Have you ever found yourself thinking such nonsensical and foolish thoughts? Fact: the creator is always greater than the created. Because man created the education system within his own culture and society, at least he thinks he created it, he sadly thinks that everything introduced to him to the workings of people and things on this earth has to be proven and substantiated through knowledge and science. After all, facts are facts, are they not? And isn't it just logical that if one cannot prove, document, and substantiate what it actually is in which he truly believes, then it must not really exist, right? Now think about that for just a moment. How foolish and arrogant does that really sound? In essence, mankind is saying, if we did not create this thing in which we say we believe, then it must really not be true. You see, friends, our world of human thought has become totally scientific. We want to prove before we believe. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I must truthfully tell you that such a thinking process is 100% backward and wrong. If you have to see it in order to believe it, then I will tell you that you will never see it. God does not work that way in the human being's life. Could you imagine Christopher Columbus coming in before Queen Isabella in her Spanish throne room and saying, Queen Isabella, if you will just show me an 8x10 glossy of the city of Chicago, I will be glad to slip westward across the Atlantic Ocean and discover America for you. You see, Your Majesty, I have to see it before I can believe it. God clearly defines what faith really is in His holy word. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We have all heard some other person with whom we are speaking about spiritual things often say, I would truly like to become a believer in God and Jesus, if only I really knew and could prove he or his son were the actual truth. All that such a statement reveals is the ignorance and complete deception of the one who speaks it. Fact. When proof is possible, faith becomes impossible. If, for any given situation or condition, there is actual proof, then there is no longer room in it for belief. Faith believes in that which cannot be proven. Faith is obviously a spiritual thing, a phenomenon that occurs within a person's heart and mind that cannot always be seen or witnessed. God tells us this is so in the Holy Bible in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. The very same thing or situation is true in all human relationships. When somebody believes in you before you've earned their trust, you've been honored. When they trust you, even though you did not display your credentials, faith is born. I will tell you that as you begin any new adventure, business enterprise and its related operations, or projects for the benefit of yourself and other people, there are going to have to be other people helping and supporting you in your efforts if the new project is to succeed. These assisting other people will initially have to believe and trust in you first, long before you can prove yourself to them. It is all part of a human being's function and growth cycle. There is absolutely no question or concern about it. God knew exactly what He was doing when He established the human belief system. As a side note for the analytical intellectuals, may I say to you that whenever a person has to strip away all of the mystique, all of the mystery, all of the immediate and unknown answers, just so as to leave the bare, naked truth exposed and mathematically scientific, something very sweet and attractive is lost. God tells us emphatically that His ways are higher and greater than are our ways. He tells us to trust His instructions and guidance because His knowledge surpasses all of our mortal knowledge and understanding. In order for a person to be able to do that very thing, he must believe in a power greater than himself. A cornerstone on which you may safely and confidently build such a personal belief is the Holy Word of God. Never forget, the Creator is always greater than that which is created. God created man, not the other way around. God is greater than man. Now please listen, precious friends. There will always be the unknown. There will always be the unprovable. Man's little mind is really unable to completely grasp and understand the manner and ways of our Creator God. God is indeed greater than man. Faith confronts those frontiers of belief with a thrilling and fascinating leap. Once the leap is taken, then life becomes vibrant with excitement and adventure. And in a most powerful and positive way, it will never be the same for you again. Creator God will always reward an increase in your personal level of faith. All things are possible to him who believes.